from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, Morris County authorities are asking the public for help in identifying a body found in the Passaic River Sunday. Two fishermen spotted the body in Monville off Route 46 early Sunday, immediately called the cops. The man is believed to be around 20 to 35 years old, 5'7", 166 pounds. He has two tattoos, one across his chest that reads Thule and another on his lower left arm that says, "For those I love, I will sacrifice." His death is not considered suspicious. State Attorney General Matt Plotkin has given his full support to the idea that the 14-year-old accused of gunning down a Newark police officer should face charges as an adult.
Anyone who attacks and kills a police officer should be tried as an adult, period. And I would support a change in the law that would allow that.
Earlier this month, 26-year-old Sergeant Joseph Ascona was shot and killed. A 14-year-old charged with the murder. Any change in law would likely not impact that case. This portion of the news is made possible by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan, one of the largest garden centers in New Jersey. They sell wholesale to the public, and they grow what they sell. With the largest selection of tropicals, hanging plants, annual flats, roses, and so much more, visit MapleLeafFarmNJ.com. Their prices are insane. New Jersey law enforcement is intent on keeping as many kids safe as possible from alleged online predators. Teresa Hilton, director of the state's Division of Criminal Justice, says numbers back up the mission.
In 2024, over 400 individuals statewide faced charges related to child sexual abuse material. That's approximately 74% more than the number of defendants charged with those same offenses in 2020.
State law enforcement leaders say rooting out and prosecuting alleged child predators are among the most difficult police jobs to take on. Six people have now been charged in connection with a stabbing earlier this month outside New Milford High School. The Bergen County Prosecutor's Office says the six, ranging in age from 17 to 20, are charged with attempted murder, aggravated assault, and more. The assault happened on St. Patrick's Day in the parking lot of the high school, with the victim being stabbed in the chest and remains in serious condition. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. It's going to feel like summer to start the weekend. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather does have a little bit of sunshine in the area, but there are going to be clouds replacing that pretty quickly. And then as we go into the evening, we're going to be looking at some showers around. We'll see highs in the low to mid 60s, lows down to near 50 and mid 50s. And then tomorrow's going to be sunny and breezy with highs generally in the low 80s. Temperatures are going to be approaching record nearing, especially in Trenton, set back in 1945. Sunday's cloudy and cool with some showers in the afternoon, highs in the upper 50s to mid 60s. And then on Monday, we're cloudy and breezy with highs in the low 70s. And in the afternoon, we are tracking showers and thunderstorms that will arrive, could bring localized damaging winds. From the PSENG Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine.
Right now, Piscataway is 56, Point Pleasant 58, Camden is 56. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.